Gilmore got up from his chair and started to approach the stranger, but he saw Madison say something to Jernigan. Jernigan nodded, then went upstairs to the balcony. Gilmore looked up toward the balcony and, from his position, was able to see Jernigan step around a corner in the hall, then pull his gun. While he was wondering what that was about, he heard Madison address the man who had just come in.
Mister, would your name be Matt Jensen?
Matt looked around and saw that the question had come from a man who was standing at the opposite end of the bar. Saying nothing, he turned his attention back to his beer.
I asked you a question, mister. Is your name Matt Jensen?
Have we met?
Matt concentrated on his beer.
No, we ain't never met.
Matt turned to look at the man.
Do you have business with me?
Yeah, I got business with you.
What business would that be?
I aim to kill you.
Matt turned to face his challenger. Maybe this was the man who had sent him the letter. Maybe the letter was just a ruse to get him up here just for this purpose.
Mister, this ain't the place for something like that. Why don't you have another beer on the house?
Why don't you mind your own business?
The bartender started to say something else, but as he looked at Matt Jensen, he saw that, despite the tension of the moment, Matt was exhibiting no nervousness.
You don't really want to do this.
Oh yeah, I do. I very much want to do it.
I don't want to sound like a braggart, mister, but there have been a lot of men who tried to kill me, and a lot of men who died trying.
I ain't a lot of men. I'm just me.
What's your name?
My name is Al Madison. I reckon you heard of me.
No, I can't say that I have.
Well, after this little fracas, I expect everyone to know the name of Al Madison. And we'll all know that Al Madison is the man who killed Matt Jensen.
Well, they'll know that you were one of the men killed by Matt Jensen. We don't have to take this any further, Madison. You don't need to die tonight. You can stop now and live to see the sunrise tomorrow.
Oh, I ain't the one that's gonna die, mister. You are.
In the corner of the saloon, Matt saw another man sitting all alone at a table back under the balcony. He was a rather smallish man, and he was wearing not the denims and shirts most of the other patrons wore, but a suit with a vest and a tie. Matt noticed the man when he first stepped into the saloon, not only because he was dressed differently from the others, but also because he had been one of the few who had paid particular attention to him. As Matt glanced toward him now, the well-dressed man pointed up toward the balcony, doing so with a movement of his hand that was almost imperceptible. Matt wasn't sure he would have even caught the signal at all had the man not also glanced up. Responding to what he perceived was a warning of some sort, Matt took a quick peek toward the upstairs balcony, where he saw someone kneeling behind the railing. He also saw that the man behind the railing upstairs had drawn his pistol.
Is there any way I might be able to talk you out of this?
Madison stretched his mouth into what might have been a smile, though it was a smile without mirth or pleasantness.
No, I don't think so. I've come to the ball. I reckon it's time we dance.
Without further discussion, Madison's hand dipped toward his holster. Matt continued to hold his pistol at the ready as the smoke from the gun discharges drifted toward the ceiling, then spread out to collect in a bluish-gray, nostril-burning cloud that hovered just above the wagon wheel chandelier. He looked around quickly to make sure there were no other challengers. Seeing none, he holstered his pistol, then looked over at the bartender who had ducked down behind the bar when the shooting started.
You can stand up now.
Is it all over?
It's all over. And it looks like I'll be needing another beer.